Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in the studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by phone today, we have the Director of Operations for the Minnesota Timber Producers Association, Ray Higgins. Welcome to the show, Ray.
Thanks for having me.
So, Ray, last week in part one of this two-part series, you were talking about how your industry really maintains and takes care of forests and how that's so good for the forest. But it seems to me there's more to that story.
We haven't even talked about the whole climate change benefits and aspects to proper forest management in that, you know, as trees grow, they store carbon, which is great. As they grow old, they die, fall over, and the carbon's released. So before that happens, it's good to harvest the trees, create products which continue to store carbon, like in the homes that are built statewide with building products that are manufactured here in Minnesota, and then new young trees that do a better job, frankly, of absorbing carbon. As they grow over the next 50 to 100 years, they are continuing to store carbon. So that whole cycle of the forest is another way in which we benefit from proper forest management, in that it helps fight climate change that we see going on in our world today.
What are some of the new things that are going on with forestry? You know, I think people have a kind of an old idea in their heads about lumberjacks going out and chopping down trees and things. Are there new methods, or are there new products that are coming out of, you know, the timber industry?
Well, I think any industry that's not trying to innovate is going to, you know, decline, and our industry is no different. We're trying to innovate, and actually over the last, you know, 25, 30 years, it's gotten a lot more mechanized than it had been previously. You know, years ago, you see the pictures of lumberjacks in the woods with horses and whatnot. Now, all the timber harvesting, or 95% of it, is done by big machinery that are not unlike tractors that you see in farmlands, manufactured by the same companies like John Deere and others. They're called feller bunchers or cut-to-length processors, and so the logger sits inside the machine and handles joysticks. And in fact, these days, in what used to be a very dangerous profession, now the most common injuries in our industry are carpal tunnel from the loggers running the joysticks inside the cab of the machine, or slips and falls from falling off, climbing in and out of the things. And products, we're trying to innovate from a product standpoint. You know, folks are using less paper these days than we did even 10, 15 years ago, and so that's necessitated an urge to try to find new products. A lot of it is based on energy, you know, using wood-based products and putting in various fuels to heat homes or even run automobiles potentially. So we're trying to innovate on the product end, and certainly on the harvesting end, there's been a ton of innovation in our industry over the last several decades.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for your time, Ray. It's been very educational.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.
Ray Higgins, the Director of Operations for the Minnesota Timber Producers Association. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.